Keith, defeated against a side that you were part of years ago, not the homecoming you would have wanted. Only 1-0, but it doesn't matter in these instances whether it's 5-0 or 1-0. How does this compare to Tuesday when you said you were embarrassed to be the manager?
I didn't think we could, get any worse than Tuesday. At least for 15, 20 minutes Tuesday night, we created chances. Today, we haven't created. Their goalkeeper's not had a save to make. All right, we've hit the post from a chance first half. But other than that, we haven't created a thing. Fair play to them. They were the better side. They deserve to win. At the moment, the way we're playing going forward, the team only needs to score a goal. We're going to struggle to get back into it. Just weren't good enough today.
Must have been a big miss to not have Billy Hunt out there.
Yeah, Billy can get a goal out of nothing. Half a chance he'll put it in. He could be missing for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not sure how bad his injury is, to be honest. We've got to try and get him some treatment. Neil didn't have a particularly great game today, but he wasn't the only one. There's maybe more than 2 or 3, probably 4 or 5 out there who didn't do well enough today. We just didn't create anything, and I can't. I'm struggling to put my finger on it. If I'm being honest, I'm struggling. Two wide boys, brilliant last week, shocking today.
Is the ball being punted forward in the air too much, and just waiting for people to get on to it and hold it up and hope for the best? Or
but that's not what I'm telling them to do. I want us to play. We've got to play. I said today. You look at our lineup. We didn't have too many players over 6 foot, so we had to get the ball on the deck. We done it first half till the last third again, but didn't create nothing. I don't know, I'm struggling to put my finger on it, if I'm being honest.
Great Wakering second half. They moved the ball about and passed around, probably made 4 or 5 chances. But the way they moved the ball about, is that what you're looking for from your side?
Yeah, look, they had what I want us to have. They had togetherness, they had desire. And they passed the ball, and caused us problems. Yeah, all right, last 25 minutes we're chasing the game and we're throwing bodies forward. They looked a good unit, and they won't be down the bottom for where they are much longer, that's for sure.
Are you now thinking that you've got to make even more concerted efforts to find another striker, or are your hands tied financially, or what do you think the answer is? as they rev the engines to leave,
he needs a bigger exhaust.
You obviously need to rev the engines of your own players as well, don't you?
I've tried this week to bring in 6 or 7 players who I think will make a difference. But the first question they ask is, how much am I going to pay you? How much am I going to pay them? And to me, that's not the first question they should be asking. That shows that the reason they want to come here is for the money and not to play football. When you then start talking money with them, you're getting figures of £150 floating around. We haven't got that sort of money, and people are not at this level of football. People are not worth that sort of money. Not being horrible, so they're no goes. And I want to try and bring the right players in who are going to make a difference. And I will keep trying. Between Dave, Tomo, and myself, we'll get the right players in, and we'll work hard on it.
Do you think there's clubs in the upper reaches of the Ryman North and also in the Ryman Premier who go and approach players? They say how much, they get the answer, they say yes, thank you, then they go and play and get the results, and it's just working for them and other sides. You can only work within what you've got, can't you?
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, people come in. People are asking for these figures. I could say, yeah, I'll give you that money. And in 2 weeks down the line, say to them, "Oh, sorry, I can't pay you that." But I don't work like that. If I agree a deal with someone, I'll pay them that money. As long as they train Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they'll get that money. We haven't got... But the budget's irrelevant. People, I just said to our lads in there, they don't run around with the money in your hand when you're playing a game. It's about desire. And at the moment, our desire to win is not there. At the moment, and that's something you can't, I can't coach that. That's got to be in that, in the person. And at the moment, the group there in there that I've got today is obviously not going to take me where I want to go. So I'll have to try and bring more players in.
The last thing you'd want to do is say to them you want a win bonus or something.
No, it's not. It's, listen, it's not, the money's irrelevant. You know, the money's irrelevant. I want players who want to come here, want to play for me, play for the football club, and want to be successful. And when we lose, it hurts. You know, I'll be like a bear with a sore head tonight because we got beat. You know, it bothers me. Unfortunately, too many of that side, it don't really matter whether they win, lose or draw. They get their money, they go out, that's it, job done. But I don't think that's special to us as a football club. I think that's where football's changed all over. We just need to keep working and trying to find some more players, and we will keep going. You know, we'll keep looking for players and keep trying to climb up the table, because we've got to, because we're better. You know, this football club's better than where it is at the moment. And
You probably won't want to think about the FA Trophy next Saturday until Dereham's out of the way on Tuesday, and rightly so. But the very fact that it's the last chance for a few thousand pounds, the trophy next Saturday, is that preying on your mind with the last two performances?
Yeah, listen, the people at the club keep telling me, you know, how important it is, the cup game, you know, the trophy game. It is important because it is financially rewarding for the football club. That's the extra pressure. But you know, I'll think of the FA Trophy after Tuesday night. You know, between now and Tuesday, I've got to try and get some more players in to make us stronger, so we do win on Saturday. It's, you know, it's today, Tuesday. It was a League Cup game. I wasn't really bothered. Today, we just haven't shown up enough throughout the game. Too many players let themselves down and let me down, and you know, that's becoming a repeating thing I'm saying to you after every game. So, you know, I might have to, you know, put a line under it, tear the page out and start again. It's not what I want to do, but that might be what I have to do.
Ryan Boswell, coming from East Thurrock on loan. If he's only 18, he's done all right for an 18-year-old on his debut, hasn't he?
I thought he was one of our bright parts of the day, probably the only positive had come out of it. You know, I thought he'd done very well his first game, you know, at this level. Got no problem with what he'd done, and I'm sure he'll be a good player. Hopefully we can keep him for a sustained period. I thought Frankie done alright when he came on as well, to be fair. But there's not too many more after that can say, you know, I've done alright. You know, probably being honest, it wasn't a very good game overall. But you know, Wakering, as I said at the start, deserved to win the game. Deserved the 3 points. Can't, you know, there's no point lying about that fact. They deserve to win the game.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.